Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on our desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I was just a part of a Zoom meeting yesterday afternoon talking about the upcoming changes to Michigan's no-fault auto insurance coverage. It was put on by a law firm. I was looking for additional information, getting a lawyer's perspective of how the changes may affect my insureds, and also to get some additional information. And boy, am I glad I went to that Zoom meeting. Because I found out a lot of information, especially when it comes to our older drivers, the seniors that have Medicare coverage, and how these changes could dramatically affect their medical coverage in relation to auto accidents. Now, I am going to direct you to go to the website that I got this information from. Again, you could go to our website, and that's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the podcast page for today. It's going to have a link to the information that I'm providing today. Now, with the changes coming to auto no-fault insurance here in the state of Michigan, people will be able to choose their medical limit. Currently, the way the law reads now is that if you're injured in an auto accident, your injuries are covered for as long as you live. So if you become a paraplegic, quadriplegic, anything related to auto injuries are covered for the rest of your life. That is one of the reasons why we have some of the highest, if not the highest, auto insurance rates in the entire country currently, is for that fact. There's only one other state, and that's Florida, that has a similar kind of no-fault plan, but there is a cap. But here in the state of Michigan, right now, it's unlimited. They call it unlimited medical, but really it's for as long as medically necessary, which means for as long as you're alive. Now, come July 2nd of 2020, those laws will change. You will no longer have to continue with unlimited medical. You can choose a dollar limit starting at $500,000, $250,000, $50,000. Or if you've got a qualifying health insurance plan that would be primary in an auto accident, or if you've got Medicare Parts A and B, now both A and B have to be primary in an auto accident. You can opt out of medical coverage on your auto policy altogether and save some money. The meeting that I went to yesterday afternoon provided a worksheet with facts regarding auto no-fault PIP coverage versus Medicare coverage when it comes to auto accidents. And let me tell you, it was an eye-opener. Two things that I took away from that meeting. Number one, get yourself a personal umbrella. Almost guaranteed that if you get in an accident and that you cause and the other party is seriously injured or somebody in that vehicle is seriously injured, almost guaranteed you're going to be sued. There is going to be a lawsuit. because a lot of people are going to be choosing either a $500,000 limit, $250,000 limit, or they may just rely on their health insurance and try to save some money. So guaranteed, I shouldn't say guaranteed, almost guaranteed that if you're involved in a serious accident, you are going to be sued. So you certainly want to get as much liability coverage as you can. Our recommendations, and go through our podcast. If you go to MVPinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, you'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to our blog for the show. In the upper right corner, you'll see a search bar. Go ahead and type in personal umbrella, and it'll bring up the podcast that we did a couple of months ago on personal umbrella and the importance of having one. So that was the first thing I took away from that Zoom meeting. The second thing I took away is if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, do not choose any other limit other than unlimited medical or unlimited PIP, it may be called. And I'll go through just a few things that people may not realize that the auto no-fault or the unlimited PIP will cover versus what Medicare will cover. All right. So we'll just go through a couple of these things here. Again, I'm going to have a link to CPAN, Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault. It should have a copy of what I'm going to be reading from today. I want you to go to the website, learn a little bit more about the upcoming changes and how it will affect you and your household. Okay. Just going through a couple of these. When it comes to post-acute care, subacute rehabilitation, so if you're injured and you need to go to a rehab facility to recover, like I was in a serious car accident that shattered my left leg. I had several surgeries. I was released from the hospital and went to a rehabilitation facility. I was in that facility for 6 weeks, okay? And under Michigan's unlimited PIP, that was completely covered 100%. I had no deductibles. Everything was totally covered. I didn't have to worry about payment. But here, again, if you choose the unlimited medical or unlimited PIP, post-acute care, subacute rehabilitation is covered 100% as long as needed. All right. When it comes to Medicare, Medicare is limited to 100 days at 80%, all right? So they're only going to pay 80% of post-acute care, subacute rehabilitation, and that's limited to 100 days. So that's a little over 3 months. So if you need subacute rehabilitation for 6 months or maybe a year, say you're a paraplegic or quadriplegic or something like that, and it's going to take you 6 months to a year to recover, you're going to be on the hook after 3 months. And again, you're going to be paying 20% of those costs because Medicare is only paying 80%. When it comes to long-term care or custodial care, so say you get in a serious accident and you can't take care of yourself anymore. You have to go to an assisted living facility because you don't have family members that can take care of you on a 24/7 basis. You have to go to a long-term care facility. Under the Michigan auto no-fault, that's covered 24/7 if needed. Totally covered, right? When it comes to Medicare for long-term care, custodial care, no coverage. So if you get seriously injured in a car accident and you have to go to an assisted living facility because you can't take care of yourself, Medicare is not going to pay one dime of that cost, all right? Case management service, this is a big one. I had a case manager for my accident. They helped me with setting up appointments, getting information to the insurance company, helping me talk to doctors, getting me transportation to and from the different providers. That was covered 100%. There was no deductibles, no nothing. That was covered 100%, and I'm very thankful that I had a case manager because, you know, when I'm dealing with trying to rehabilitate myself after having a shattered leg, dealing with the pain and the suffering and everything else that comes with trying to rehabilitate yourself after that, being stuck in a bed for a month and a half. Having a case manager help me with getting my appointments in order, helping me with getting transportation to those appointments, it was a godsend, believe me. So if you've got unlimited PIP coverage or personal injury protection coverage, that's covered 100%. If you've got Medicare, case management services is not covered. You're on your own to make your own appointments, to make sure that you have transportation to those appointments. And again, like I told you, being in that accident, having, you know, being in a rehabilitation facility for 6 weeks, having to deal with all these other things, trying to get myself well, to have to make appointments, keep track of appointments, getting transportation, setting up transportation, getting transportation to where I need to go as far as these appointments. If I had to do that on my own, let me tell you, it would have been a difficult situation for sure. All right. To go along with that, transportation services to and from medical appointments. Say you're in a wheelchair and your vehicle that you own can't get you there. You have to call like Good Samaritans or, you know, some of these other medical transport companies to pick you up, take you to your appointment, and then take you back home. Under the Michigan Lifetime PIP coverage or unlimited medical, that's covered 100%. Medicare, no coverage. That's right. You're responsible for paying for getting yourself to and from your medical appointments if you choose to opt out of medical coverage on your auto policy. The next one, replacement services. This is another one. Homemaker services, personal care, meal assistance. Basically, it's activities of daily living. That's what they call them, ADLs, activities of daily living. So you can't mow the lawn because you're injured. You could pay Johnny $20 a day to come out and mow your lawn. You can pay somebody $20 a day to come in and do your housework, come do your laundry, help you bathe. Walk your dog. Basically, everything that you were unable to do you're unable to do now that you were able to prior to the accident. Under the Michigan Unlimited Medical, you would be covered 100% up to 3 years, $20 a day, to pay for people to come into your home and do the things that you're not able to do. When it comes to Medicare, guess what? Not covered. So you're going to be paying out of pocket to have somebody come in and help bathe you or come in and do laundry, to pay Johnny to come do your lawn care, pay somebody to come in and walk spot. That's going to be on you. So it's definitely something to consider. All right. Home modifications to ensure accessibility. Under the unlimited PIP, that's covered 100%. So if you need a grab bar on your bathtub, you need to have a ramp installed so that you can get in and out of your house because of, you know, your auto insurance injuries. Anything that you need as far as home modifications to help you get back to being able to take care of yourself around your home, that's covered 100%. Medicare is very limited, apparently, on what they would cover. And also with vehicle modifications. So if you need a wheelchair van or you need hand controls on your car, stuff like that. Auto insurance, unlimited medical covers that. I mean, obviously it's going to be within reason, you know. They aren't going to go out every year and buy you a brand new wheelchair van. But they will get you what you need in order to, you know, get back to quote unquote normal life, or as normal as what can be expected due to, your injuries. Unlimited medical or unlimited PIP, that's covered 100%. When it comes to home modifications, again, with Medicare, it's limited. Vehicle modifications, there's no coverage under Medicaid. So you would be responsible to get your own wheelchair van. You'd be responsible for paying someone to put hand controls on or do other things to modify a vehicle so that you can get around. That's going to be on you, all right? Wage loss, if you're a senior citizen and you're working part-time somewhere, maybe you're a greeter at Walmart, maybe you're, you know, you were doing a little waitressing or customer service or something like that. With the unlimited medical, you've got wage loss coverage for up to 3 years. If you choose Medicare, Medicaid, guess what? No coverage. No coverage whatsoever. Attendant care coverage, that's another big thing. Attendant care coverage is very limited. With unlimited medical, it's 24/7 as long as necessary, which I did have attendant care for a short period of time. When it comes to Medicare, it's limited. You would have home health aid services 2 to 3 times a week for 4 hours during acute recovery only. So you could have somebody come in 2 to 3 times a week for about 4 hours each time. And that's only during acute recovery. With unlimited medical, there's no limitation. It's 24/7 as long as needed. So again, this is information that our senior citizens and our elderly need to know about the upcoming no-fault auto insurance changes coming to the state of Michigan on July 2nd. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog today. It'll bring you to the information from the website, cpan.us, and that is Coalition Protecting Auto No-Fault. Very, very informative meeting that I had. Eye-opener for sure. I'm going to recommend to all my elderly clients. Well, all my clients, I've recommended the purchase of a personal umbrella. Yesterday, I wrote $2 million umbrellas. So highly recommend purchasing a personal umbrella. And then also, to go along with that, if you are on Medicare or Medicaid, do not choose any other limit, medical limit, on your auto policy other than unlimited. Reason being is there is a bunch of stuff that is not covered by Medicaid or Medicare that would be covered under the unlimited medical on your auto policy. So it may cost a little bit more. You may not get as much of a reduction on your rates due to choosing unlimited medical, but think about it. If your grandmother gets seriously injured in a car accident, do you want to be the one that's burdened to pay for her expenses? Or would you rather have the auto insurance company be able to step up and take care of those coverages, take care of that that stuff? So something to seriously think about. Well, I want to thank you for tuning into Let's Talk Insurance. We are from Emma Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you have a very good week, and I hope you stay healthy.